Today's daf is Ksubas daf Samach Aleph. And though most of Hilchos Nida are in Maseches Nida, there are some Hilchos Nida that are here in Maseches Ksubas, and that's what we'll focus on today. One or two of them that are mentioned here in the Gemara and the Rishonim. The Gemara mentions relating to the Mishnah that talks about the malachas that an isha is osel abayla, and if she brings in a certain number of servants, then she doesn't have to do this one, she doesn't have to do that one. All the different related details of obligations, but the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Chanina Amar Afuna, Afal pi sha'amru yoshevas bekatadra, even if a woman brings in numerous servants, then she doesn't have to do the manual activities and chores of laundry and cooking, etc. Aval, but she still has to do mozegas lokos, she still has to pour him his cup of wine, or dilute his cup of wine as was done in those days, mozegas, umatzas lo asamita, and she make his bed and set his bed, umachetzas lo panav yadav raglav, and do something with him in terms of washing, helping him with the water. But all of these are done because that's part of the definition of marriage. Rashi says, mozegas lokos, matzas lo mita, lefros sadin ulevadin, davar she'eno torach. These things are not tircha filled. Umishum demili dechiba ninhu kedeshes tatz chabim alav. The halach is very always concerned with the relationship of the husband and the wife, and in terms of keeping up the romance and the excitement and the chibuv al baila. So these activities, doesn't matter how rich or poor someone is, even if somebody's not doing other manual labors, but these are activities, bizmana gemara, that was dvarim shel chiba. And therefore, the gemara, as Rashi says, eitzatova, it's a good idea to be involved in these. And that's what the gemara continues, Amar Yisra bar Chananya, or Amar Rafuna, Kol Malacha Sheisa Osa Labayla, Nida Osa Labayla. Any activity that a woman does for her husband, the Nida also could do, chutz, except for these, because they're Dvarim Shel Chiba. And if they're Dvarim Shel Chiba, then it's not good to do them, not appropriate to do them during the time of Nida. Right? Too many personal or activities that can lead to avera, we don't do. Chutz mimizika sakos, vatzas amita, varchas panav yadav raglav. These three. Vatzas amita, the Gemara points out, amar elo b'fanav. Setting his bed is only when in front of him. Aval shelo b'fanav, leslan ba. But not in front of him, not. So before we get into the details, the Gemara that continues with, just one point of background. Remember, the whole world of harchakos, when it comes to a nida, the behavior between a husband and wife when she is a nida is discussed in Siman Kuf Sadi He in Yaradeya. Right, the Shulchan Aruch talks about how does a woman become a nida. Those are the first halach of Simanim Kuf Pei Gimel is Hargasha and Kuf Pei Dalek Kuf Pei. And then you have what are the details of when she is a nida. That's Kuf Sadi He. And then you have afterwards how does she become not a nida anymore. Kuf Sadi Vav and Kuf Sadi Zayin. That's the 5 days and the 7 days. Etc. So but harchakos, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we always have to remember that, you know, it's interesting, harchakos, there are some halachas that apply to a isha nida that does not apply to any other woman in the world. And I'm allowed to do this to any other woman in the world, but I'm not allowed to do this to isha nida. Right? Why is that? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, because it's a package. Yadua, she'nida hi kechol ha'arayos. Nida is like one of the arayos, which itself we mentioned that back on the first daf of Yevamis, I think, is a big sugya, whether Nida is called an erva or not, but I don't think he's specifically dealing with that issue. V'kshakal arayos hein bakaris v'chein benidi bakaris. Nida and all the other arayos are bakaris. U'b'inyin ha'archaka mimena eina neshava v'chal ha'arayos. Regarding distancing, behaviors of distancing by a nida, it's different than other arayos. Yesh bedvarim shehech miruba yoser mibachal ha'arayos. Some stringencies apply to an isha nida that don't apply to any other arayos, as we'll talk about with Hashem today. Kamo litim biyada, to hand things to a woman a wife when she's a nida. Right? Any other man in the world can hand a woman something without touching her when she's a nida, except the husband. O litom miyada, or take something from her kiyotzi bazeh. So that's a big chumra. V'yeshihi kiluba yoser. But then there are kulas that apply to an isha nida that do not apply to other women. Looking at her in a way that gives enjoyment. Right? I can't look at other women to get enjoyment at any time. And I can look at my wife to get enjoyment, certain parts of the body, when she's a nida. That's a big one. right? Yichud with one of the arayis is a problem, while yichud with an isha nida, as long as they were married once, and was it a chuppas nida, because then there's an isra yichud, but once they're married, there's a heter. To bechol arayis, asur l'zyachid v'mishto nida, ha-yichud muter. V'chein amur chazal even trust the power of the of the Yachid, the words in Hedron Lamazayin, Suka Bashoshanim, Hatorah Heida Aleinu, Shafilu Kisuka Bashoshanim, Lo Yifritzu Bapratzos. That the Chasan will not, so to speak, step on the hedge of roses when they are in private. Klomer Basara Kalu, Bavdala Muethas, Nefreshim Min Ha'Avera. Right? Rav Soloveitchik has an article called Silent, I think it's Silent Heroes, right? Who is the real true Jewish hero? Doesn't have to be somebody in the battlefield. It could be somebody in the privacy of a bedroom. Suka Bashoshanim, he quotes this Gemara, that a man and a woman are able to overcome the passion and be kovish their yitzram, and in that way be able to follow the Dvar Hashem, even in this challenging situation. So the Harchakos come to balance, the way that some say it, come to balance out the big allowance of Yichud. Because of that, we have, to use the language that I once heard, an elaborate system of reminders. Right? You can't pick out, one cannot pick up one detail of Harchakos and like, what is this? Why do I need this? And this doesn't make sense in my mind to be a logical fence law in Harchakos. But we can't look at a detail. We have to look at the whole package of Harchakos. There are Harchakos in the kitchen, and Harchakos in the bedroom, and Harchakos outside in life, and Harchakos in terms of activities done in between. So again, it's a big topic. It's all of Siman Kuf Sadihei and the Mefarshim on it. So let's focus today on one or two of them that are mentioned here. In Ksubis Daf Samach Aleph, says the Gemara, Mezigas Hakos. So it says, Mezigas Hakos is one of the activities that's usher, because it's Dvarim Shel Chiva, something to do with a cup, and, you know, it shouldn't be done. It's too much affection. Too much affection. Obviously, just a note, there has to be a connection and the relationship at every time of every day of the month. Right, it's not that 2 weeks out of the month there's no relation between the two. Rav Shechter points out the word ona. The word ona is, we had it a couple of dafim ago. Ona is the word that's used for the conjugal responsibilities that a husband has to the wife. But ona literally means time. Time means that one has to give time. And sometimes it's time including physical contact. Another time it's time including non-physical contact. But it's still time. Still time, like we say in Sheva Brachas, Reim Ha'ahuvim. Sometimes they're Reim, sometimes they're friends, Va'ahuvim, and sometimes they're lovers, Reim Ha'ahuvim, depending on the time of the month. But again, that's something that is always, needs to always be there. So again, the Gemara says, Bezikas Hakos, Shmuel, Michla Lofei Debisu Biyada Desmala. Shmuel used to send his wife the kos, right, in his left hand, to make some type of shinui. So they would remember that it was this time of the month. We'll get to Rashi soon. Bez Hashem. Abaye didn't give it to her directly. He put it on the top of another like a barrel. Rava Abe Sadia. Rava put it on a pillow. Rav Papar Shashifa. He put it on a bench, meaning some type of shinui in order to recognize and to remind themselves that it is this time of the month. What exactly is Mezigas Hakos? So Rashi here says that whatever it is, it leads to chiba and hergal avera. That's why it's a problem. Kol shu dvarim shel kiruv v'chiba u'mevi'im lidei hergal avera. Mezigas Hakos is a type of activity that leads to too much connection in a sensual way between the husband and the wife, and therefore it is a aser. So what is it? So meziga, I would think it means pouring the wine. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba that says only, it doesn't say wine in the Gemara, it only says kos. Mezigas Hakos. But the Rishonim, the Rashba, says it's only wine. Wine is the hergal aver. You buy somebody a drink, you know, you look at that table over there, yeah, send them a bottle of wine, you don't send them orange juice, right? You send them a bottle of wine, right? Wine is represents something special. And that's what Me'ikar Adin, the Taz, says in Sifkat and Gimel here, and that is that the issue does not apply to other types of drinks or other types of foods. But the Shach and the Bach and others are machmer by other foods as well. Again, this is separate from the harchaka of eating together at the same table, separate from the harchaka of drinking from the same cup. This is a specific one of sending food. The wife sending food to the husband. That is the what's mentioned in this case, right? And the shach. Let me just find the shach. The shach here in Sifkat and Yigimel. He assumes that it also applies to food. Let's say sending him a plate of food, making him a special plate of food, not putting a food on the table that everybody can eat from. The communal plate of chicken. That's not a problem. Everybody's going to eat from that. But let's say only the husband and the wife are home, and she's going to make him a special plate of food just for him on his plate. So the shach says, and we're machmer l'chadchila, not to do that. I mean, to have some type of differentiation, meaning she shouldn't put it down right in front of him. Right, she should make it and leave it, and he would pick and take it himself from where she makes the setting. Some type of difference, but that's the shach. The shach extends this halacha mezika sakos. The shach quotes the Bach. Kasav Bach matzasi kasav bedrashas ma'arash me'ostreich. The shelo kedin osin habali batim. Not appropriate are the men shemanichim nishoseim lisa hakaros v'chayotz ben al shulchan. Right, to put the food on the table in front of them. Midi dahavia mezika sakos. Should be like mezika sakos, and just like sending a cup of, again, the Rashba is limited to wine, but this is obviously extending it. The Bach and the Shach is not only to wine, it would be anything that would show love and affection, maybe not water. Maybe water would be different, but any food. Umil if he matches kasa lagasa manios b'shem reim de mezika below oshata below mezika mutar afila below shinoi. According to those we've shown him that, but we'll get to soon that the whole point of mezika means a double diluting it, getting it ready, and then bringing it. Who adin pekara de like elo oshata the shari kara. You don't really look at the prior stages of preparing the food. By wine, the diluting of the wine is the creation of the wine and the bringing it. Only those together are a problem, according to some. V'chein l'machkaz of arashba, de mezikas yayin b'mayim dafka asr, only wine. Avol shar mashkim inami mezika benakli kamoshan osum shari, hu adin b'kabara ein kpeita. So me'ikra din says the shach, food shouldn't be an issue. If you limit it to wine, if you limit it to the mezika and the hoshata, v'yod nira, diafilim timzalomer din esinas hakara ala shulchan avalik mezizak asakos. Even if you want to say it's a problem, it's only if there is a kos hameyuchad labayla bilvad diikachiba. Avol havi kara l'shulchan shel kol bnei abayis ochel mimena. As we said, to bring the communal platter of kogol of chicken in kveda. Avol kashigam bala ochel bnei abayis. Even if the husband also eats from that plate, meosakar deleka hachachiba v'achin aktinan. But the shach does machmir l'maisa like the Bach. Avol havi kara hameyuchedes labayla asura. But to bring one that's specific for the husband, that would be a problem. Even to put it down, not give it to him, to be put it down in front of him, that is an extension of this halacha. Relating to kiddush is that's what the post can discuss here, right? What happens often? The husband makes kiddush and he gives it to the wife, right? To drink from his cup, hands it to him. So I'll get the handing to him separate, but even sending her a special cup of wine. Right, hi, this is for you, this is for this boy, this is for that girl, right, so that should not be done during Yemei Nidus, which is why sometimes families and husbands change it, even Shalom Yemei Nidus, so it's not so obvious that Dafka now, these weeks I say, give this to mommy, and this week I say, right, so that would be, that's why it's generally not done, but what is an easy way to do it? Just make 10 little cups and pass them. There's not a specific one that is given to the wife. Or I drink from my cup and I put it down in front of me. And then my wife comes and takes the cup and drinks it. Either way, that's the discussion of what should be done by Kiddush. The poskim discuss the Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner, in his Sefer on Hilchos Nida, he discusses this. L'chei nogim b'kiddush, limzog yayin l'kos acheres, v'hilo kachas la'atzma. She can take her own wine. Deinza shigur, that's not called sending her a kos shel bracha. Kivan shakos bimkoma omedes. Venu sholeach la. V'shari afilu b'kos miuchedes la. Even if it's her own cup, but if it's, I just put it here and she comes and takes it, it's not a problem. V'gam eino nikra mezika al adei shvicha ba'alma. Tikra mezika hi emayim. And then he says, maybe, adayin tzorachiyin. K'shish acherim imoim yimzok l'kam akosos avar kulam. Just pour it into a lot of cups. V'tikach pa'atzma echamim. She'll take one of them. O she'ish ta'acher beitayim. Or what happens if, you know, there's always a child that drinks in between, that also can help, right? If the mother always drinks right away first, so then you can't do that, because then you get a switch each week. That's what Rav Avadia. Rav Avadia in the Taras Habayis, in the second volume, says in Perek Simen Yud Beis, Os Lamed Vav, Asel Lishloch Lo Koshal Yayin, Afilu Hinnim Tis Becheder Acher, even if she's in another room, to send her a cup of wine, it's at a wedding. You know, I'm going to go to the bar and get my wife a cup of wine and tell the waiter to bring it to her. And I'm not even at the table. This shows that I'm focusing and thinking about her in a specific way. Even if they're all drinking from the same cup, even if the wife drinks right afterwards, they're all drinking, the kids are drinking afterwards, it's like a whole family cup. That's not a wife cup, that's a family cup. And therefore, it would be okay. So that's in terms of mezika. Related to this, though, is the Rashi. What is mezika? There's a Rashi not here. There's a Rashi that we had a couple of months ago, back on Dav Dalet. Back on Dav Dalet Mabez, mezika sakos. The Gemara there was talking about, if you remember, an ovel. All malachas that a man does to Ishos Lamaila, Nidos Lamaila, Chuz Mizika Sakos, our Gemara is quoted there also. And then we compared that to Avelos. What could an Avel, an Avela do? But Rashi there says, Chuz Mizika Sakos, Lahoshit Lo. Rashi has two words on the Avdal and Mabez. Mizika Sakos, to extend it and to hand it to him. Right? Rashi seems to say that not only, maybe also included, is the diluting or the pouring, but the handing it. And this is where it comes. All the Rishonim here quote from the Beis Medrash of Rashi, the Isser of Hoshata. The Isser of Hoshata of a husband and a wife handing things to each other, B'shas Nidus, is not in the Gemara anywhere. It's nowhere in the Gemara. But the Rishonim quoted right here, Artosis. Artosis quotes this from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. But Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri is one of the Svarim from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. Machzor Vitri, Pirush Rav Shmaya, Shohaya Nizar Rashi. Afilu shalitain mafteach miyado liyada. Not just wine, not just drinks, not just food, but handing anything, even without touching. But in Isra Hoshata, this comes from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. Many Rishonim quote this. Tosfos here says, it just says that Shmuel switched his hands, right? It doesn't say that there was no Hoshata, but again, this is the accepted halacha from Rashi, and it's also based on Tosfos in Masecha Shabbos, on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara there, again, talks about different types of Isurim in terms of sleeping in the same bed, even without touching. But again, this is the Hoshata. Let me just find it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the Isur of Hoshata, based on the Rashi. This is in Siv Beis, earlier in the Simen. Lo yiga ba afilu b'asbaktana. There's an isser of touching even a little bit. V'lo yoshit miyado liyado shum davar. Right? He can't hand her anything to her. V'lo yikablenu miyado, and he can't get anything from her. Shema yiga b'vsara. So he quotes that it's a Shema Yiga, Achshash Negiya. There are others. There's a line in the Shizm Kubetzes here that sounds like it's not even Achshash Negiya, but it's just, there's a connection. There's a connection when one hands to the other. And anyone who's kept Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Taras Mishpacha knows that. Because after 2 weeks of not handing your wife the salt, so then all of a sudden there's electricity in handing the salt. Right? There's Hoshata, this power in Hoshata. There's a connection created even just by Hoshata, and that's what Chazal and the Beis Medrash of Rashi was for sure preventing the negative and Isser Negiya, but even by big things, even by things that there was no Chshash of Negiya, it would still be a problem. The Rama also adds, even Zrika. V'chena ide Zrika miyado liyado ol hefech aser. Even throwing would be aser, would be a problem. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva quotes, what about with an ark? What about with an ark? Right, that's the that's a question whether that is Aud Kasav Sharosh and Ogin Zerchokin Dora Klape Mala below the Nochach Ishto Kamiskavin Lizrok Liyadi Poshetis Yadam Kabalso Vish Lahakal Bazet Petrechuva quotes those that are Mekel, those that are Machmir, but interesting with the ark. Moshe Feinstein writes in a Tshuva in Yeredeya that this halacha, this harchaka, does not change when people are around. Right, the only harchaka that changes when people are around in public is eating together. When a husband and wife eat together, when she's a nida, if they're alone, one needs a hecker. One needs some type of a reminder on the table that are in between them. that's usually not there. It can't be like the bottle of ketchup, because that's always on the table. It has to be something that's not there that they'll remind them. Again, they start having children and the kids get older, then you can go 40 years without regarding a heckler, because when do you ever have a private meal with a husband and wife? But remote, that's the only one that changes. That if there are other people eating at your table, then you don't need a heckler. But other than that, every archaka is the same. And Rav Moshe writes in Yeredeia, Beis Ayin Zayin, in 1960, he has this shuva. He says, people ask him, it's embarrassing if I can't hand, I have to put something down, and then my wife picks it up. Rav Moshe says, nothing changes. What? And Rav Moshe writes in the shuva, what? And the other way, if you hand it to her, what's the embarrassing? That everybody knows that you weren't together with your wife last night, and when you hand something to her, Rav Moshe says, everybody knows that you could have been with her. Like, why is that more? Again, this is just reality of feelings, that being an Isha Nida is something very private, and we try to cover it up, we try to keep it private, but Rav Moshe says, if we have to put something down, so we put it down, because that's the halacha, and we shouldn't be embarrassed about keeping the halacha. And Rav Moshe brings many rayas to that, and therefore, says, Mashi Mizbaishos, Kshi Nimseisim Elush, Enon Shomer's Dine Torah, Ein Lahachshiv Boshes, Kaze L'Kavod Abrias, Lahatri Isurin. There's a concept of Kavod Abrias where we matter certain Isurin Drabanan. But this is not. You're keeping the halacha here. You're keeping the halacha here. Vavlo Minag Yisrael Bishvil says. The people who don't know the halacha, this is the halacha, and therefore one needs to keep the halacha. There is one question, the Tashbates already. The Tashbates, right, one of the later Rishonim, Tashbates discusses, what about handing a baby? So Tashbates talks about once a baby is maybe not tiny, but there's a concept he applies, or maybe even tiny in his view, Chaynos Yasatzma. We know on Shabbos, right, carrying a live child, a live person, is an issa d'rabbanan only, because, so to speak, they carry themselves. So too, the Tashbates writes in Chelek Gimel, Simen Nunches, and Simen Reish Lamed, that Chaynos Yasatzma maybe applies here too. What's not clear is, does he mean this by that real halachic Chaynos Yasatzma, or does he mean when a child is like, not a baby, but let's say a toddler, or a little bit older, then the child kind of reaches for the other person themselves when they're being handed from one to the other, right? It's not just like a two-month-old, but a two-year-old, they'll go to the father from the mother and they'll lean over. So it could be that's what the Tashbates means. If they're going to go themselves, so then, you know, that's okay. So not a clear, the Shevet HaLevi in a tshuva is not so comfortable with this, with his heter and beis sadi beis, but one has to use their head. Again, he can't do anything dangerous. You know, sometimes you've seen people put babies in very dangerous places. That's more dangerous than. But again, if meikir adin, if there's a way to do it, to put the baby in the stroller, in the car seat, and then pick up, that would be the halacha meikir adin. There's a lot more here in the Rishonim about in the days of old, there was a difference between the days of Tara and the days of Nida Darais, the days of Nida Darabanan. Tosa talks about Yemei Libun, Shivanikiyam, but that's not for us right now. Okay, we'll stop here.